Shalom to all. Today's office is Shalom Chumas Daf Pei Dalet, and we are starting Pei Gimel Amud Beis about 8 lines up from the bottom with a quote from the Mishnah Chavash and Ishra Begas V'chulu. And in the Vilna Source of Daf, it's on Mem Vav Amud Beis near the beginning of the Amud. And today's office sponsor Lilu Nishmas Mars Merim Sarah Bas Yaakov Maisha Her Neshama should have an Aliyah. Now let's remember the second case of the Mishnah was there was a barrel of Truma wine in the upper wine press that broke and it's on its way down to the lower part where there's Tamei Chulin, and if it reaches there, everything's going to become Tamei and Usher to use. And Rabbi Shua had said that even if we don't have any Torah Kalim, one can take a Tamei Kli and save all this wine in order to prevent it from ruining the chulin wine. And Rav Chaim bar Okva says, "B'shem Rabbi Yisrael Chanina, kli shetachat tahar ba'chariv tamein, a kli that the inside is tahar but the outside is tamei." And the way we're even able to have such a situation is because liquid is only metamei midrabanan. So if tamei liquid touches the outside of a kli, only the outside is tamei but the inside is still tahar. So we have such a kli, emetan by davar memuat. We are not allowed to be metamei even a small amount. The proper girsa is kedei lahatzel by davar meruba, even to save a lot. And it seems to be that what this is telling us is that even if we have a similar case to our Mishnah, where we have the Tahar Truma wine flowing down into the Tamei Chulin wine, and the only Kli that we have is Tahar on the inside, but Tamei on the outside, we're not allowed to save the Truma wine, because even though it's going to be going into a Tahar Kli, some of it might fall on the outside as Kli, which is Tamei, and it's going to become Tamei. And that little bit of Truma wine is going to become Tamei, and that's what Chaim Baruch was telling us. No being Metamei even a little bit in order to save a lot. However, the Gemara asks, but Tanina, and our Mishnah says not like that. Teared with Tamei v'ay Tamei n'biyadai. Then even Rabbi Elazar, who had said in our Mishnah that the Truma wine has to be allowed to flow into the chulin wine and become tamei as long as he's not metamei biyadayim, that's because he's being metamei biyadayim. But it's mashma that Rabbi Elazar himself would be maskim if we're going to save it into a tahar kli, even if the outside of the kli is tamei and a little bit might become tamei, that's still not a problem. And so Amar Shmuel Bar Brechi answers tiftor. We can explain as follows: b'shnei kelim. We're talking about where the fellow has an option of two kelim. Echad toicha tahar v'acharev tamein. One where the inside is tahar and the outside is tamei. Ve'echad kulei tahar. That's proper girsa. And one of them which is entirely tahar. In other words, Rav Chaim bar Okva was talking about where the guy has an option of either a kli which is tahar inside but tamei outside, or a kli that's completely tahar inside and out. And in that situation, he has to go for the latter, even though it's more difficult to get a hold of. Whereas Peidal Adam Ralph on the top, Umad Masnisa, that's the proper girsa. What our Mishnah is talking about is Bechli Echad Tamei, where he only has one kli which is tamei. In other words, as long as the inside is tahar, even if the outside is tamei, you're right, Rabbi Elazar is maskim, the one would be allowed to catch the truma wine into it, even though that means being metamei a little bit on the outside, and the only thing Rabbi Elazar does not allow him to use is a kli which is completely tamei. Now Rav Mana, answers differently. Tifter, we can explain as follows. What's Rav Chaim bar Okva talking about? Bebar tahar, where the chulin wine which is in the bottom part of the press is tahar, and therefore if the truma wine falls into it, there's not going to be any problem over here, because at worst everything here is going to be meduma, and all this wine is going to have to be treated as truma, and it's going to be sold to a kayin. And therefore one's not allowed to even take a kli which the outside is tamei, meaning that a little bit of the truma wine is going to become tamei in order to save the truma wine from falling into the chulin, because again, there's not going to be any loss. All this will just be treated as truma and sold to the kayin. Whereas Mad Masnisa, what our Mishnah is talking about is bar tamei, where the chulin wine in the bottom of the press is tamei, and it's over there that we would be allowed to save the truma wine into a kli, that as long as the inside is tahar, even if the outside is tamei, and that means a little bit of the wine is going to become tamei, that's still not a problem, because we don't want to ruin all the chulin wine that's in the bottom of the press. Ask the Gemara, hold on, the next case of the Mishnah was talking about a barrel of truma oil that spilled, and Rabbi Elazar had said that one is not allowed to sop it up with his hands, being metamei it, but according to what we just said, one should be allowed to do so if everything's going to get ruined. And the Gemara says, you're right, we could explain that we're referring to oil which is going into a base of pras, which is safik tamei d'rabanan, and in that case, Rabbi Elazar would allow it. And we continue discussing all that. The Chavraya, according to the Chavraya, the Chacham and the Beis Medrash, who had explained that the Sefer of the Mishnah is Shitas Rabbi Yeshua, Chavis HaRishon and Chavis HaShnia. These two cases of the Mishnah, which we had just mentioned, the wine and the oil case, could really be the same. In other words, according to Chavraya, who explained that the Sefer of the Mishnah is Shitas Rabbi Yeshua, who allows being metamei biyadayim if the thing itself is Hailech Li'ibud. So the second case could be just like the first. It could be that a barrel of oil spilled in the upper press and is on its way down to the lower one where there's Tamei Chulin, and that he's allowed to be Metamei Biyadayim. And the Chiddush here is the emphasis that Rabbi Yeshua's Kula is very broad. That again, anytime the thing that we're dealing with is going to be Hayel Chalibud, one's allowed to be Metamei Biyadayim. And that's what we mean by saying Chavis HaRishon V'Chavis HaShnia, the case of the first barrel, meaning of the wine spilling, and the case of the second barrel, meaning of the oil spilling, could be the same exact thing. It could be that they're both falling into the lower part of the press, which has Tamei Chulin. Over paid dollar based on top of that, Rabbi Yossi, according to Rabbi Yossi, we would have to say the Chavis HaYayin V'Chavis HaShemen, that we're talking about a barrel of wine and barrel of oil. And what does this mean? So according to Rabbi Yossi, that one is not allowed to be metamei biyadayim, and the only reason why one is allowed to be metamei the wine is to prevent the chulin from getting ruined because of the truma. So in the second case of the seifa, it has to be different, and it would have have to be where oil spilled on the floor. And that's when Rabbi Yossi allows one to sop it up with his hands, because if not, it's going to get ruined. Because if we're going to say, like we just suggested in Chevrayah, that the oil case is parallel to the wine case, then he would not be allowed to be metame it, because there's no loss of chulin there. The truma oil would just mix with the chulin, and everything would become tame here, but that's not a problem, because it's all going to be sold to a kain who's allowed to use this tame oil. When we're talking about truma wine falling into chulin wine, if everything over here is tame, so the kain can't use it, because what's he going to use tame truma wine for? But if everything over here is tame truma oil, the kain could use it. He's allowed to put it in his lamp, and he's allowed to burn it, as we've learned previously. And that situation of Yossi would not allow it to be metame be a dime. So therefore, it must be that if we're going to say that the Sefer Mishnah is Rabbi Yossi, who allows being metame something be a dime, it has to be that it's oil spilling on the floor and it's going to get totally ruined. And again, that's Rabbi Yossi would be mater. But we continue about the time of a chulu. And so over here, the Mishnah had brought another example. Let's say we have a whole bunch of women, and Goyim said, hand us over one of them so we can metame her, or else we're going to metame all the women. We're not allowed to pick one of the women, and they have to allow all themselves to become tame. And that's because, as the Mishnah said, V'al yimsru lahen nefesh achas miyisrael. So now the Gemara limits this. Wouldn't it be logical to say that im ha'isa kvar tamea, if one of them was already tamei, meaning if one of them was already violated by non-Jews, then we could hand her over, because it's not like we're handing anyone over. She already is tamei. And also, wouldn't it be logical to say that if there was a shivcha among them, meaning a non-Jewish maidservant, that we'd be able to hand her over as well, and that way we could save all the other women, because over here we have a woman who doesn't have an issue being violated by non-Jews. I'll continue with a similar discussion. Tani Breisher says, let's say a group of Yidden were going along the way, and Goyim bumped into them, and they said, Tenu lanu echem mikem, give us one of you, and we're going to kill him. If not, hare anu hargen is kulchem, we're going to kill everyone, afilu kulan eragen, even if all of them are going to get killed, lo yimzer nefesh achas meyisrael, we're not allowed to hand over even one person. However, yichadu lahen echad, if the Goyim specified, hand over that guy, kigan Sheva ben Bichri, like the case of Sheva ben Bichri, who had rebelled against David HaMelech and hold himself up in his city, David's general threatened to destroy the entire city unless Sheva was handed over, which he eventually was, so then, we can hand over this fellow who's specified by the Goyim, and all of them shouldn't be killed. However, Rav Shimon Lakish, says, that's only if he's Chayv Misa, because Sheva ben Bichri, like Sheva ben Bichri was Chayv Misa because he rebelled against David. However, Rabbi Yechon says, even if he's not Chayv Misa like Sheva ben Bichri was, since the Goyim specified, hand over that guy so we can hand him over. And now we have a story about this. Ulabar Koshev, Tavasim al Chusa, Ulabar Koshev, who was a fellow, he was wanted by the government and they were going to kill him. Arak, he ran, he went to Rabbi Shua ben Levi and hid over there. So also in Va'apkan Medinasa, they went and surrounded the city, meaning the soldiers came and surrounded the entire area. And Amr Lahen, they told the residents of the city, if you don't hand him over, we're going to destroy the entire area. So Salakabe Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Rabbi Shua ben Levi went to this Ulabar Kaishev, Upaisein, who's Mephias him, he appeased him, he explained to him what's going on over here, the Yave Loin, and basically the fellow allowed himself to be handed over. Now, Vahavi Aliyah Zachal Taiv Yalfman Zgali Aloy. Aliyah Navi used to reveal himself to Rabbi Shua ben Levi. However, Vloyas Gali, he stopped revealing himself, with some kamatsumen, with Gali Aloy, and Rabbi Shua ben Levi fasted a number of fasts, and Eliyahu finally revealed himself to him. And Amalei Eliyahu Navi told him, Lim Sarus Ani Nigla, what am I supposed to reveal myself to somebody who's an informer? You handed over this guy to be killed. So Amalei Rabbi Shua ben Levi told him, Vloy Mishnah Sisi, didn't I do according to halacha? I didn't do anything wrong. So Amalei told him, you're right, Vizu Mishnah Chasidim. However, there's a certain way that Chasidim, pious people, are supposed to act, and even though what you did was right according to halacha, you should have had somebody else do it. And now we have two stories about people being captured. Rav Isi Itzed B'Safsufa. Rav Isi was captured by bandits in Safsufa, and Amar B'Yechon Rechon said, Yichre Chames B'Sedinoi, let the one who's going to be killed be wrapped up in his sadin, in his kerchief, in his cloth. In other words, there's nothing we could do for Rav Isi. He was captured by his bandits, he's going to be killed, and we're not going to risk ourselves to go try to save him. However, Pehe Amar Alpha on top, Amar Shimon Lakish, Rish Lakish said, Adana Katil Vana Miskatil, I'm going to go and either I will kill or I will be killed. I know Ezel, I'm going to go, Umejzev Vilei Bechela, and I'm going to save him by force. Also, Rish Lakish went to the bandits, Ufaison, and he was Mephias them. He appeased them and convinced them via Vunele, and they gave Rav Isi over to him. Now, Armelain, he told them, Vatun Gabe Sabon, Vuhu Matze Alechon, you should come to our elder, meaning you should come to Rabbi Yechanan, and he's going to daven for you. You did such a good thing, you handed Rav Isi over, you didn't harm him. Come to our rabbi, Rabbi Yechanan, and he's going to daven for you. So, Asan Gabe Rabbi Yechanan, they came to Rabbi Yechanan, and Armelain, he told them, and this is the proper girsa, whatever was in your heart to do to him, Yimtalahu Ama, should be done to that nation, meaning it should be done to you. And Laimatan Apifsaris, Ada Azan Kulhoin, they didn't even get back to the original place, and they all died. Another story is Zair Bar Chinana, Itzer B'Safsufa. Zair Bar Chinana, he was captured in Safsufa, and Tolok Rav Imi Rav Shmuel B'Fais Ha'aloi, Rav Imi Rav Shmuel went to the bandits in order to try to appease them to let him go. Yamar Lahain Zanve Malchusa. Zanve, who was a woman, she was the head of the bandits, she told them, Yavid Hu Barachain Avil Lachain Nisan. She was basically making fun of them, saying, Hashem always has tons of miracles for you, but you think a miracle is going to happen now? There's no way in the world I'm going to let him go. Now, Masikimbei, while she was still dealing with them, meaning while this whole thing was taking place, Ol Chad Sirkai, an Arab came in, Tan Chad Safsar, he was holding a sword, and Amar Loin, he told everyone there, Ba'dasav Sira Kotel Bar Nitzar Al-Achai, with this sword, Bar Nitzar, your brother, was killed. Meaning it turned out that the Zanve, the head of the bandits, her brother was killed by that sword, and she was thrown into a tizzy and a confusion. Oh my gosh, how could this be? So terrible. And then ensuing hullabaloo, Ishtezev Ze'er Bar Chinana, Ze'er Bar Chinana was saved, he was able to run away, and so Hashem did do an ace for him. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with another case of Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish saving people. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.